Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's T-Bone time, TMI with TIM, and the floor is yours.
Jason, you brought it up after the week one loss, the collapse to the Bills. John Harbaugh, is this done? And you guys were there, and I was like, I don't know if I'm there just yet. After yesterday, this is his last stand, man. It really feels like his last stand. And the biggest reason I say that is because you can go back to 2008 and the best quality of a John Harbaugh coach team is when they're counted out, when they're facing adversity.
Chips are down,
Bone. The chips are down. That's when they show up. And his rookie year, making it to the AFC Championship with a rookie quarterback, beating the number one seed, blowing out the Patriots in Foxborough the next year, winning in Foxborough again in 2012. The other two playoff games were so close. They were one of the few teams that didn't fear going into Foxborough. And other improbable games, like beating the Steelers with Ryan Mallett at quarterback. Hell, even when it looked like he was about to get fired in 2018 when they were 4-5 and they win the division and rally at that point and completely change their offense with a rookie quarterback who wasn't a polished passer, nope. Far from it at that point, doing it with Marty Morningwig as offensive coordinator.
Was fun,
but they were able to find a way when they were counted out.
Yep.
The COVID game with Trace McSorley and a skeleton crew of Ravens. And 2021, where Marcus Peters and Gus Edwards blow out their ACL in back-to-back plays in practice. J.K. Dobbins, they had worse injuries then than they do now. They had a worse team then and even prior to the Lamar era than they do now.
It's a pretty bad roster right now.
And they would battle, man. Like, they would battle. Everybody
there's no fighting
saw,
these dogs.
What everyone saw yesterday was an embarrassment and felt like absolutely the low point of the John Harbaugh era, but one of the low points in franchise history when you talk about the biggest home deficit ever of a loss, the third biggest loss in the history of the franchise, and to follow it up on just the season that it has been, where you have a 15-point lead over the Bills with 4 minutes to go and blow it, where Detroit comes in here and bullies you and rushes for over 220 yards. When back-to-back weeks against the Chiefs and the Texans, two struggling offenses, two struggling teams, just it's a get-right game. It felt like a homecoming game yesterday. Mahomes, we haven't seen him be that prolific in so long. C.J. Stroud, that was the best game of his career, and he's looked so far away from what he had been as a rookie. And this would be, especially Sunday, would be a time where no one's going to pick them. They're 7.5-point underdogs. They're facing a team that's pissed off having coming off a loss in which they laid an egg, and they have extra rest. Like, this would be a time where a John Harbaugh team bows up and fights back, at least makes it respectable. To have three straight non-competitive games, it is just so damning. Yes, organization-wide, and you can talk personnel, you can talk all of that, but that hasn't stopped John Harbaugh in the past with the roster that he's been given. Like, that's the thing that was most frustrating about yesterday, is it just looked and it felt done.
Quit.
It felt like this is it.
Yeah. I don't disagree with anything.
And John walking off the field yesterday.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that was tough to watch, man. Like, that was tough to watch. Morgan Atsit tweeted that out. You know, check it out if you haven't seen it. But
Boo.
Just dozens of fans
yes.
left.
That was all.
It feels
really personal,
like,
right? It feels really visceral. And this organization has carried themselves with an air of arrogance in some of the things they've said and the things they've done. Not everybody loves who the head coach is hobnobbing with before the season starts, or the things that come out of his mouth that don't just have to do with football. Not everybody loves the fact that the billionaire keeps getting handout after handout and sweetheart lease deal and build the black wing and long, and here's
black
$600 million for this and $600 million for that. Not everybody loved the way they handled their disgraced, disgusting kicker. Right, so I feel like this for some people is a bit of a primal scream, of a bit of a bloodletting about how they feel about all things sort of Baltimore Ravens and how the Ravens do or don't represent this city in a lot of different ways. Like that scene with all the people who left and then the ones who stuck around just to heckle the coach.
It was rough.
That didn't seem to me, my 50 plus years on the earth, just to be entirely about football.
Coming up next, Jonah Schaefer covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Banner. He was just at John Harbaugh's Monday presser. He was at the game yesterday. Does he think this thing could be fixed? Is it over? We'll ask Jonas next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.